Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fake news travels a lot faster and a lot further on Twitter than factual information does. Researchers at MIT found it took six times longer for accurate news to reach 1,500 people than stories that were false. This is true. President Trump has agreed to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, an extraordinary development and what would be a historic meeting sometime in May. No sitting U.S. president has ever met face-to-face with Pyongyang's leader. Kim has promised South Korean officials he'll freeze nuclear and ballistic missile tests in the meantime. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort has pleaded not guilty to another set of criminal fraud and tax evasion charges in a federal court in Virginia. One-time campaign aide Sam Nunberg is scheduled to testify before a grand jury today. The U.S. economy added a robust 313,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department reports the unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. Grad students at the U of I may have new contract by the end of the day. They're voting on the university's offer to end their two-week strike. Cook County Judge Vincent Gaughan says the murder trial of Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke will begin when it's fair. Protesters were demanding the judge set a trial date. Van Dyke is charged with shooting teenager Laquan McDonald in 2014. The New York Times reports that Barack and Michelle Obama are in talks to produce a new series of shows for Netflix. They might involve the former president moderating conversations on subjects like immigration, climate change, and voting rights. It's 8:02 on XRT. Blackhawks lost to the Hurricanes 3-2, Notre Dame out of the ACC tournament, and tonight the Bulls are in Detroit. It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 30s. Clear skies tonight, a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and a high in the low 40s. It's 29 at the lake, 23 at Midway, and 26 degrees at O'Hare.
After telling people how I ruined the last episode of Top Chef for my family, I'm sure there were a chorus of people saying, how does your wife even put up with you? Let me tell you something.
We've been asking that for years.
I did get to take her out to dinner with Brian Ferry, and that was a good thing. We're featuring Brian Ferry and Roxy Music along with the Eagles, and we'll have some sultry Brian Ferry vocals right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.